Entrepreneurs tend to start small and dream big. Naila Ellis Brown of Detroit certainly started small, selling bottles of her family's sweet tea out of the trunk of her car. Well, she achieved her big dream, a national deal with Sam's Club to sell her Ellis Island tea. And she's become the first Black woman in the country to own and operate a beverage manufacturing plant. Ellis Brown is the founder and the maker of Ellis Island Tea. She's a Detroit native. She left for college at Howard University in Washington, but after just one semester, she returned home and began experimenting with her family's Jamaican tea recipe.
For as long as I can remember, I've always wanted entrepreneurship. And my original plan was to go off to college and get a degree in a business and end up on Wall Street with a nice paying job. And then I was going to work there for a few years and save up and then walk away from that job and then go after my true dream and start a business of some kind. However, I didn't know what kind of business I would go into. And then freshman year, I realized how student loans work. I did the math. I would have graduated with about $100,000 worth of debt. That just felt like it wasn't worth staying 4 years only to come out in that much debt. So if I'm going to take on a debt like that, why not just cut a few steps and go after my true dream of entrepreneurship at that time? While I was young enough to take such a risk and I was young enough to change my mind, I decided to go for it. And so I left school and moved back into my mother's basement in Detroit, and the trial and error began there. And the reason I went with the beverage company versus any other business is because this one was closer to my heart. And this was a way to carry on my family legacy.
So tell me, Naila, what was tea always kind of in the back of your mind?
This particular recipe has always been in the back of my mind. So my great-grandfather, Cyril Byron, was actually master chef for Marcus Garvey's Black Star Line. And he came into America through Ellis Island years ago, before I was even thought of course.
And did he come from Jamaica?
He did. And when he got over into New York through Ellis Island, he started one of what ended up being one of the largest catering companies in the Bronx. It was called Byron's Caterers. And cooking just kind of runs through my blood. And in my family, food is the way we love. We have chefs on that side. It just seems like the whole family, we're very passionate about our taste buds. And so once I tried the recipe, I was hooked just like everyone else when they try it. And I figured, you know, I need to take this to the market. And before my great-grandfather died, his instructions were for the recipe to be sold and not told, which means put it on the market. And I figured, hey, I could respect those wishes. I could carry on the family legacy, and I can bring the tea to the market.
What makes your sweet tea different? What makes it stand out?
Well, for one, when you look at it on the shelf, the color stands out. It's a rich red cranberry-like color. Most sweet teas on the market are this brownish color. That's what makes it pop immediately. And then you'll see that it's the first and only Jamaican sweet tea in the country. And it's a hibiscus-based tea. And hibiscus is a flower that grows wild all over Jamaica. And this is like the American version of sorrel, which is a drink that's very popular. A hibiscus-based drink that's very popular in Jamaica. So I've kind of taken it and Americanized it, if you will.
So you had the recipe, and you decided, all right, I'm going to get this tea out. I'm going to fulfill my dream to be an entrepreneur. How did you do that? What were the early days like as you were trying to sell your tea?
Well, the early days were very different from how things are going today. I will say that. They used to call me the Lemonade Girl because I started out making tea in my mother, well, while living in my mother's basement. And then I would put the tea in bottles every morning and then load up my cooler, put it in my car, and drive around the city of Detroit. And wherever I saw people, I would literally get out the car and try to sell the tea. And I was selling out of my trunk for about a few years. I have no sense of time. I think a couple of years. And then from there, I landed my first grocery store. And everything has been literally trial and error. From day one, the things that didn't work, I changed. The things that have been working from day one, I still do. And the very first bakery that gave me a shot was Avalon Bakery. And then once I hit Avalon Bakery, sales were doing really good. Then I landed Whole Foods. We did really well there. And then now fast forward to today, we own our brand new state-of-the-art production operation. And that's, we do all of our bottling in-house, and then we also bottle for other small beverage companies in Michigan and outside of Michigan as well.
And here you have this national distribution deal now with Sam's Club. So you're going national. Why do you think that this giant chain said yes to you and to your product?
Well, for one, the first thing that they said when I brought samples and pitched them, first thing I said was the product tastes good. It's all about the way it tastes. And then they felt that it was very unique. They don't sell anything like it, and they wanted to offer the product to their customers. So they said, let's give it a shot. We'll try it in Michigan and see how it does, and then we'll go from there. And then apparently we did exceptionally well, or we do exceptionally well in Michigan, because they came back and offered us a national distribution opportunity for Memorial Weekend. And so we did that. It was kind of like a trial basis to see how it was sold nationally. And we performed very well for that promo. And now we're negotiating long-term distribution deal.
So, you know, from driving around as the lemonade girl with your cooler in your car, and here you are now, the first Black woman to own and operate a beverage manufacturing plant in the country and also have it located in your native Detroit and employing local residents. What does that mean to you?
It means the world. It means that I'm on track and doing what I set out to do. First of all, when I started the company, I wanted to grow the business to the point where I could provide opportunities for other Detroit natives. And Michigan's unemployment rate is not the greatest, and I wanted to be a part of the solution and be one to provide jobs versus just complaining about how unemployment is high. Why not provide jobs to help lower the unemployment rate the best that I could? Because it would have been cheaper and easier for me to hire a bottler or a co-packer to bottle the product for me, but I have a commitment to the city. And I wanted to provide jobs to Detroit natives. So we went into production ourselves with no experience and did the whole trial and error thing. And here we are today providing jobs. And it feels good. Did I know I would be the only Black female in the country with the production operation? Absolutely not. It just happened to be that way. And it's a great feeling.
How many jobs are you providing right now?
Right now, we've got about 15 people in production.
And the inspiration behind that name for your tea, Ellis Island, what's that?
My maiden name is Ellis, and I wanted a creative way to incorporate my name without calling it Naila's Tea. I felt that would be a little boring and common. And so with my great-grandfather coming into America through Ellis Island, I just felt it made sense and it was meant to be. So it was a creative way to tie my name in, and it helps to tell the story as well.
Naila Ellis Brown, the founder, maker of Ellis Island Tea. And she has landed that distribution deal with Sam's Club that puts her on track to take her tea national. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
And that's our show for today. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you for listening.